Well, Ed Buck is back in the headlines today. Ed Buck, a prominent Democrat donor with close ties to Bill and Hillary Clinton and many other Democrats across this country, back in jail today, charged this time with giving a man in his house an overdose of methamphetamines. It's the third time such an incident has occurred. The difference this time is that the man survived. The man survived. Two men died. Apparent male prostitutes died in his home previously, but charges were not filed. So now there are three counts of battery and injecting this third victim with methamphetamines. That happened on the 11th of September. But those two men died just 18 months apart in 2017 and 2018. The autopsy on the young man, Jamel Moore, found he had died of a drug overdose. He was 26. And then 18 months later, 55-year-old Timothy Dean suffered a methamphetamine overdose. The latest victim says he was injected by Buck against his will with methamphetamines. It'll be a tricky case to prosecute, but Ed Buck finally is off the streets and behind bars. We'll keep an eye on this. But can you imagine him being in the basket of deplorables with you? Thankfully, he's not. Thankfully, he's not in that basket of deplorables, is Ed Buck. North of the border, trouble for Canada, as they are grappling now with Justin Trudeau's newly revealed pictures of him wearing blackface at a party in 2001 celebrating the Arabian Nights. Or is it brownface? Does it really matter? He was at this party at a private school, and the Liberal Party in Canada admits it's true, it's real. Justin Trudeau was already in trouble as far as popularity goes in Canada. He's been a very weak prime minister, hasn't gotten a lot done. He's had his challenges. And now this, you show up smeared in blackface. Yeah, he went to that party in 2001 when he was 29 years old. But the fate of his political career now might hang in the balance. He was photographed with the face on, also wearing a turban, robes, and his neck and hands also completely darkened. It appears in the yearbook of the West Point Gray Academy, a private day school where Trudeau was a teacher at the time. It's just interesting. We'll see how the Liberals apply their double standard to this one, because they have a lot to grapple with on this one. It's always interesting, isn't it, when the Liberals find themselves up against the wall, backed into a corner, like we found with Governor Blackface in Virginia, who is still there. Apparently wearing blackface is not only okay in Virginia, it's encouraged. Sexual assault as well, if you're a public official there and they like you in Virginia. That's an aside. But Governor Northam, of course, either appearing to have blackface on or a Ku Klux Klan outfit. It's all portrayed in a single photograph from his yearbook, his college yearbook, not when he was in high school, not when he was junior high school, but when he was in college at medical school. And he's still there, of course, because, you know, Democrats operate, it seems, oftentimes on a blatant and obvious double standard. They certainly do in this case. Justin Trudeau, however, might not get out as easily as Governor Northam did in Virginia. All right, so have you heard this story? Because I've got a comment on this from Mayor Pete. The story of more than 2,200 preserved fetuses being discovered in the home of a former abortion doctor in Illinois. I mean, this is the stuff of Stephen King, isn't it? 2,200 preserved fetuses at the property of Dr. Klopfer, Ulrich Klopfer. He was stripped of his medical license last year. And then he died, and then his home was searched. And during the course of searching his property, these fetuses were found preserved. We don't know exactly how yet. That's been kept under a lid. But it happened in Crete, Illinois. It's about 35 miles south of Chicago where this discovery was made. And Mayor Pete weighed in on this. He was asked about this yesterday on the campaign trail. It's not far from his home in South Bend, of course. And Mayor Pete, this is what he had to say about it. He hopes it doesn't get too political. The guy kept over 2,200 fetuses preserved on his property, and Mayor Pete hopes that, well, I hope it doesn't get too political. It's bite number three. Listen to this. Bite three. Go.
Like everyone, I find that news out of Illinois extremely disturbing, and I think it's important that that be fully investigated. I also hope that it doesn't get caught up in politics at a time when women need access to health care. There's no question that what happened is disturbing. It's unacceptable.
What's unacceptable is the answer. I mean, seriously, what is wrong with these people? You've got a guy who performed literally tens of thousands of abortions over his career that lasted around 40 years. A guy who is a proud abortionist. And he did it over the course of some 40 years. He was suspended from practicing law because he conducted an abortion on a 10-year-old who had been apparently raped by her own uncle. And he ignored state and federal laws by performing the abortion without ever notifying police that the rape had occurred of a 10-year-old. Then you have to ask yourself, fast forward, did he keep the fetus from that rape as a trophy as well? I mean, how depraved do you have to be to keep hundreds, thousands of fetuses that you've murdered in your home? Just let that roll around for a minute. An abortion doctor keeps the fetuses that he aborted as trophies in his home. And Mayor Pete, oh, I just hope it's not political. And Mayor Pete, trust me, speaks for the entire Democrat field, because they would all feel the same about, well, we don't want it to be political. We want a woman's right to choose preserved right up until the moment of birth. Just like we are good, you know, members of the Communist Party of China. 25 after. We'll lighten up a touch after the break. I promise. It's the Steve Gerber Show.